All right. This is Derek Warren here interviewing Jody Taley, the tourism director for Visit Effingham. Thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks, Derek. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we got the 4th annual Restaurant Week coming up next week. It's a big event for Effingham, and it's always interesting to see what restaurants participate.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we are on our 4th annual Effingham Restaurant Week, and that is April 15th through the 21st. So we are just really excited to be able to promote all of these local legends here in Effingham. And it's really just a fun week to get out and try some new stuff. We have 12 restaurants this year participating, so we're really excited about all of these restaurants. We have Firefly Grill, Fox Holler Coffee, Gabby Goat, Ginger Rails, Heartland Health Food, Joe's Pizza and Pasta, Joe Sipper's Cafe, Lucia's Italian Kitchen, Lucia's Steaks, Niemerk Steakhouse, TK Grill, and Tuscan Hills Winery.
Yeah, and I understand that they're going to each have some sort of special item or a discounted item or something like that for this event.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, they can choose to feature an item they already have on the menu at like some sort of discounted price, or they can have a special item that they would just be basically showcasing for that week. So we have a mixture of kind of all of that on the menus, and those menus they can get online right now if you want to check it out and kind of plan your week next week. They're on our Facebook page, which is Visit Effingham, or you can also find them on our website, which is visiteffinghamil.com. But there really is just such a wide variety of food. I know Joe Sipper's Cafe has their famous udon noodle bowl.
Sounds good.
It's really good, and people love this bowl, but it's just for the week. So we know people who, you know, wait all year for this week just so they can get that udon noodle bowl. Places like Firefly Grill have a prefixed menu. So they actually have a 5-course menu that you can get specifically for that week. So we're really excited about that. Fox Holler Coffee is doing food like sandwiches, like a smash burger or a breakfast bagel, and they're kind of pairing it suggesting it with specific drinks that they're doing.
Okay.
So I'm really excited about that. I know like Gabby Goat's got a salad and a Monty Big Pig. Ginger Ale's, they're featuring their super delicious cheesecake pretzel. That is so good.
Sounds good.
Heartland Health Food has like a red flower acai bowl. Joe's Pizza and Pasta is doing, their lunch specials and stuff like that. They're kind of premiering that. Lucia's Italian Kitchen, they have like a gnocchi with sausage. And then Lucia's Steaks, he has the famous cheesesteak.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, there at Lucia's Steaks, he's getting ready to launch his burger menu. So next week he's going to have some hamburgers and French fries on that menu too. So we're really excited about that.
Can't go wrong with burgers and fries.
No, you really can't. And Chef Gino is just super passionate about the food there. So that's always a fun experience. I know like Niemerk Steakhouse has like sirloin tips. Tuscan Hills Winery has like a tart cherry slushy that I'm really excited to try. And like TK Grill has pickle fries or fire beef skewers that I'm really excited about. So it's such a wide variety of food. And we really want people just to get out there and, patronize these restaurants, support them, and enjoy some food that you might not get any other time here in Effingham.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be great temperatures starting next week. It's supposed to be up in the 80s, first time pushing 80 this year.
Yeah, it'll be a fun reason to just get out there. And, you know, Effingham has we have a lot of restaurants here. We're very fortunate to have 65-plus restaurants. And we're really excited to be able to promote these restaurants specifically that have signed on to be part of Restaurant Week, because they're all our local legends. They're restaurants that are just here in Effingham. You know, they're not the chain restaurants. Yeah. So it's fun to be able to promote local. And we're excited to be able to do that next week.
Now, is there going to be some sort of like a scavenger hunt type thing with this as well this year?
So we do have a giveaway that's going on. So when you go into any of these places and you order any of this stuff, there's some giveaways at the restaurants where you can get like a souvenir cup, or if you've got some kids, we've got little crayons. But so we want people to go out there. We want them to experience all of this great food and share their experiences with us. So if you go to these places, take a photo and tag us. We're Visit Effingham either on Facebook or Instagram. Share those photos and they'll actually be entered to win. We're going to have like an ultimate foodie gift basket that some random person will win. And in that gift basket will actually be a gift card to one of the 12 participating restaurants of their choice. Yeah. So just another reason to go out back to those restaurants too.
Awesome. Yeah, I got a chance to win and get a free meal from whatever restaurant you choose.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. So yeah, we just hope that people, you know, this is our fourth annual event. We just hope people will, you know, kind of enjoy and experience these restaurants and maybe try a restaurant that they've never been to before, or just try a new dish or, you know, chef crafted menu item that they otherwise wouldn't have tried before.
Yeah, definitely. Expand your repertoire a little bit on your culinary experience.
Yeah, exactly. The last thing I'll say is follow along on social media. We've got all of the menus on our Facebook page, which is Visit Effingham. We'll be posting lots of reels and content all next week to kind of feature all of these restaurants. You can always get all the information about the event itself on our website, too, which is visiteffinghamil.com.